Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Montana, it's not just about wheat and cattle, right? There's a growing industry in these specialty crops, hops, right? When you think about hops, what do you think about? Oh, what ends up deliciously in a glass, I think, from them. We're going to talk about growing hops and flowers and also what a community-supported agricultural program is about. All right, yesterday we were at the Governor's Conference on Tourism, the second leading industry in Montana, recreation and tourism. Today, let's check back in with our leading industry, our leading economic industry in the state of Montana. And that's still agriculture, and we're just perfectly fine with that. Haley Vine joins us, Food and Agriculture Development Officer, Finance, Trade, and Development Bureau with the Montana Department of Agriculture, talking about specialty. We'll talk about specialty crops here today. Jake Tasselli, am I saying that right? Oh, by the way, good morning, Haley. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom. I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on here. I'd appreciate the conversation we're going to have. Am I saying that right? It's Jake Tasselli from Bozeman?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Crooked Yard Hops, you'll be joining us a bit later on. Andy Thatcher, Rimrock Flower Farm, and Max Smith and Katie Madden run the Winter Kiss Farm in Stevensville. So we're going to have this conversation about these specialty crops, but tell me why. Tell me what is exciting about specialty crops, what's profitable, and the Montana Department of Agriculture, what's their plan for specialty crops in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know Montana's economy is primarily driven by agriculture, but we most often think of cows and grain. And so we really wanted to highlight our not so commonly known specialty crops that are grown right here in the great state of Montana. And specialty crops can be defined as fruits, vegetables, pulses, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops. And so we wanted to set out to highlight more of these different specialty crop producers just to show the variety that we truly have in Montana. And how we have crops that are able to be grown at a higher rate of return when you think of acres, right? We don't have to have 10,000 acres to grow and profit off of these crops. Many of these industries that are many of these producers that you'll visit with, they're doing this on 1/2 to 2 acre plots of land, and they're being extremely successful. So it's just a great different industry or sub-industry of agriculture industry in our state that I think a lot of people forget about. Yeah, so we're happy to promote it and educate the public more on it as well.
Yeah, and it's good to hear. I mean, this is how agriculture has changed over the years, from large farms with lots of workers to even bigger farms with more equipment than workers. And now some of these specialty, and I'm glad to hear that you can take a couple of acres here and there and become a specialty crop producer. What's the farming techniques? There's probably just a ton of things different when you're talking, you're going from, 10,000 acres to 10 acres.
Yeah, it totally depends on what they're growing. You may have the hops like Jake, where he has them all spread out in vertical rows, right? Because hops grow vertically. They take more space upwards than outwards. Or you may have a wide space on the ground, like Andy's operation. You know, she has flowers that are being grown right from the soil. And then we have people that are growing apples, so then you have to have more moisture consideration in your soil with those fruits. And it totally just depends on the specific crop you're growing. Yeah. It's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to growing techniques for the subset of the industry at all.
Right. But there are that's an evolving science is growing techniques as well. Where do you market? What's the future market for specialty crops in Montana?
Yeah. So when you think of pulses, we have a great international market at the Montana Department of Agriculture. We have a program called Ola Montana. that's ran by our great marketing officer, Weston Merrill, and he does a lot when it comes to international market promotion of our pulses, and so pulses being our chickpeas and our lentils. So that is cool. But then when you think of some of these smaller industries like our cut flowers or our fruits and vegetables, a lot of them are focusing on more local and regional markets, which is great because I think during COVID, we saw a drive for people to source their food from their neighbor, right? Or whoever's growing it in their backyard. And so we've definitely have seen a drive for that local market in the state for these type of crops.
Can that be sustained? Will that drive, is it a fad, or will something sustain that?
Personally, I think it can be sustained. I think the more people value how their food is grown and where it is grown, it'll always be a market. I think in Montana, especially with our Made in Montana program, the Grown in Montana program that Commerce has, I think those type of marketing techniques will always make that local stamp of approval something desirable by the consumer.
I got a text message here. Now I'm going to get to it. I'm running out of time in this segment. So I'm going to do one thing here because this deals with cut flowers. They're imported from other countries with the tariffs. Will locally grown flowers now be the cheaper option? Does Montana have enough growers to support the demand by flower shops and florists? And I bet Andy Thatcher from Rimrock Flower Farm in Roundup is just dying to answer that question. So I'm going to introduce Andy here. Good morning, Andy. Are you with us?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being on. I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on. RimrockFlowerFarm.com for more information. So we're going to hit this question when we come on back, but I bet you got a quick answer to this. Does Montana have enough growers to support the demand by flower shops and florists?
We're getting there. We're definitely getting there.
It still drives us. It still helps us thrive. That's agriculture in Montana. Tomorrow, Sarah Calhoun and Courtney Calgill are going to join us. We'll be talking about, and Sarah, of course, with Red Ants Pants and the festival and the foundation. They're doing a Women in Agriculture seminar upcoming. So we'll be talking about that in more detail tomorrow. Today, Haley Vine is with us. She is with the Food and Agriculture Development Center and an officer there with the Montana Department of Agriculture and its specialty crops that we're talking about. The economy still, it's the agriculture driving us. But what do specialty crops do now? And what are specialty crops? As Haley had said earlier, the fruits and vegetables, dried fruits, nursery crops, and things like hops, right? And flowers and produce. So we're going to talk again with Haley. Haley, welcome back. I appreciate you joining us here. Let's introduce some of these producers here who have joined us. We heard from Andy Thatcher just briefly. So hello, Andy Thatcher, Rimrock Flower Farm out of Roundup. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing good. Thanks so much again for having me on. I say us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're all here.
me, myself, and I.
tell us about Rimrock Flower Farm.
Okay, so we're in Roundup, Montana, which is about an hour north of Billings, but we kind of go all over the state with our flowers, depending on how we're selling them. We grow on, kind of mirroring what we were talking about earlier, a really tiny 1 acre, which is pretty unfamiliar with Montana ag, but the way that we grow these cut flowers is very high density and planting, you know, sometimes 4 inches apart from each plant. So a lot different than what I think most people think about flowers with gardening, very high production. So we're able to pull thousands and thousands of stems out of the field every week and be able to supply all of our customers.
We have just a ton of questions. I want to ask each and every one of you kind of the same question about marketing. But let me go and introduce Katie Madden. Katie is with Winter Kissed Farm out of Stevensville. It's a diversified vegetable farm, year-round growing capabilities, and a CSA-based farm, which means community-supported agriculture. And they're at winterkissedfarm.com. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Is it a good day there? Good day to be farming in Stevensville?
Oh, it's always a good day. Yep. Yep. We grow year round. We have a CSA, which is like a vegetable subscription program. And then we also have an online store with over 30 local producers. And we're a unique farm business, in that our main sales season is October through April. So we're really focused on feeding Western Montanans local food in the off season.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty cool. Are you getting people to respond to you? Are you getting people going, I want to know where my lentils are coming from? Can you help me?
Yeah, people really love it. We have a ton of support and some pretty extreme customer loyalty. We deliver all the way up to Kalispell, across to Helena, and then, of course, in the Bitterroot and Missoula areas as well.
Are you pretty busy? Are you pretty full?
Yeah, we have the largest winter CSA in the state.
Yeah. That's Katie Madden again, Winter Kiss Farm out of Stevensville. Jake Tissell, Crooked Yard Hops out of Bozeman, Montana. I think people know what hops are used for nowadays. I certainly do. It's Crooked Yard Hops. For more information, just type in the search there. Good morning, Jake. How's it going for you?
Hey, good morning. It's going fantastic.
Talk to me about who you are, why you grow hops, and then how well it's going for you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my name is Jake Tissell, and I run Crooked Yard Hops here in Bozeman. We've been growing hops for about 10 years now. Grow them for primarily local breweries around Montana, and it's going pretty good.
Local breweries. I mean, how many acres are you producing on?
So our farm has gone up and down in scale over the years, kind of according to market demand. So 10 years ago, we started with 1 acre and grew to 6. And then about 3 years ago, we were running 20 acres. And last year, we decided to scale back down to 7 just to kind of adjust to market conditions.
That's interesting. And this is not your first time. I understand that you've been in agriculture. So why did you select hops?
Yeah. I grew up farming here in Bozeman. My dad was running field crops. He was growing like wheat, barley, alfalfa. We had some cattle at the time too. And those more commodity-based crops, I could just see him working his butt off, and he didn't really have a lot of control over the pricing of his product. And so that was something that I was really interested in, was getting involved in a product like hops that is high value, small acreage, and something that is direct to my end consumer, which is the brewer. So something that I can have complete control over the quality, the process, and the price point.
So name a beverage I may or may not have had in the last year that had hops from Crooked Yard Hops in Bozeman.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we work with a lot of breweries all over the state. If you've had beer up in Kalispell at Sacred Waters, if you've had beer in Bozeman at Matt Brewing or Bridger Brewing, or over, you know, on the eastern part of the state, we work with breweries in Miles City like Odium, in Billings, BAM, down in Red Lodge Brewing. We work with breweries all across the state to supply some or all kind of varying levels of their hop usage.
Cool. Jake Tissell again, Crooked Yard Hops. Haley Vine is with us with the Montana Department of Agriculture. I'm going back to Andy Thatcher. Andy, Rimrock Flower Farm. Again, it's rimrockflowerfarm.com. It's based out of Roundup. Got that text message, about how will we be able to? Does Montana have enough growers to support the demand by flower shops and florists? And I think we just kind of got into that a little bit. You said you're getting there. Talk more about that.
Yeah, so I've got a little expertise on the subject. I'm also the president of the Montana Cut Flower Association. So we have, I would say, upwards of 70 or more cut flower producers on various levels throughout the state of Montana, which sounds like a lot, but I think people don't realize that the cut flower industry is very, very large. Multi-billion dollar on the national level, multi-million dollar on the Montana level. A lot of people come here to get married, and that's even on top of just everyday florists. You know, in every small town has a flower shop. So a lot of the flower farmers are filling that gap where they are the florist. I don't think 70 farms is quite enough to meet that demand. I think flower shops are still kind of relying somewhat on those imported flowers. But I think as people start realizing that they can grow flowers here in Montana, even if it's just seasonally, we just see more and more pop up. I mean, even in my little area of, you know, the greater Billings area, we've seen probably 5 or 6 new farms or backyard growers pop up just in the last couple of years.
And I think it's unique in that cut flowers, they've got to get to their destination in a short time. I mean, you have marketing challenges. How are you addressing those in Montana?
Yeah, so the way that we market is, you know, we're kind of telling people, hey, you can go buy like grocery store flowers and flower shop flowers, which are great.
But they're coming from usually Ecuador. They're kind of heavily sprayed with pesticides. They got to come through customs. And you are getting maybe to choose from 10 varieties because they have to be out of water for whatever the duration of shipping is. They have to last a really long time. And so we're telling them, hey, go to, you know, our MontanaCutFlowerAssociation.org, find a flower farmer that's in your area. And I mean, we here at our farm grow over 100 varieties of all different flowers and foliage and seed pods and really textural elements. And most of them are things that people have never even seen before, which is really exciting. But they don't ship well. And so if you want these really incredible, you know, ranunculus is an example that you can only find from a local grower. That's a really great option. So we kind of tell them, you know, maybe you're not going to get the standard like red roses from us or the baby's breath, but you're going to get something so much better that's never been out of water, that's been conditioned properly. And it goes to the customer directly, probably within 24, 48 hours. It's going to last on their counter or at their wedding for way longer than anything that you could get at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's addressing a need and overcoming a challenge. Andy Thatcher, again, Rimrock Flower Farm out of Roundup. Max Smith, and then Katie Madden is with us. They run the Winter Kissed Farm out of Stevensville, a diversified vegetable farm. And Katie, I'm gonna ask you about how you keep your farm running. It's a community-supported agriculture operation there. You do have winter and spring CSA shares. Talk more. Help us to understand what this is and, you know, why it's special and why it works in Stevensville.
Max and I saw a need for local food access in the winter. And we saw that nobody was really addressing that in Montana. And so I come from the East Coast where season extension and winter growing is a little bit more common. So I brought that here with me. We've just been growing it as we see the demand, you know, like the demand for local doesn't just stop, you know, with the regular growing season. And so we've pushed year after year to expand our delivery radius, the amount of food that we're growing for that time of year, and then also the number of producers we work with for our online store. I'm just going to tack on to what Andy was saying about like the optimism she had for the growth of agriculture and like specialty crops in our state. And I really liked her optimism about that.
All right. It does go way too fast. So Katie Madden, Winter Kiss Farm, Stevensville, Andy Thatcher from Rimrock Flower Farm out of Roundup, and Jake Tissell, Crooked Yard Hops out of Bozeman. They're still online. Haley Vine, I want to ask you, Haley, and thanks for coming on, you guys, and doing what you do. I mean, it's an important part of agriculture moving forward, being innovative. But what does the Food and Agriculture Development Center do there, Haley, to help?
Yeah. So great question. The Food and Ag Development Center Network, or the FADC network that we refer them to, they exist to help Montanans innovate and grow businesses that produce and commercialize food, ag products, and processes around the state. You know, to Katie's point that producers are aging out, this is where we see the FADCs can be of true assistance, especially when it comes to business planning and development for that next generation and what does it look like to keep the farm in family hands and just connect them with the resources to thrive in the industry. That we kind of turned to the FADCs to bring more awareness to our specialty crop industry. I was able to meet Andy, Katie, and Jake through our specialty crop promotion project that we did through the FADCs. And it was great. We were able to tour the state, and we were up in Circle, Montana, all the way down in Stevensville, and we were up in Libby, and then back down in Billings. And it just shows that specialty crops are all across the state. They're not just in one area. And so it was just amazing to work with our FADCs to promote the projects. And we came out of it with 11 incredible videos that can be found on the Montana Department of Agriculture's YouTube page if you guys want to learn more about the different specialty crop producers in our state.
Yeah, hit that one more time because those videos are actually pretty nice.
We were very happy with how they turned out, and we couldn't have done them without some support through the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service program. And so if you go to youtube.com and look up Montana Department of Agriculture, you'll be able to find all of those videos there. You can also go onto the Montana Department of Agriculture's website and click on our Food and Ag Development Center.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.